I've enjoyed the worship service with you this morning.
我在今天的崇拜，今天早上的崇拜中，我很享受跟你们一起聚会崇拜。
Thank you to Julie, is that right? Judy, for translating for us, enabled us to participate with you, and I can sense the spirit of Jesus here.
透过 Judy 今天早上的英文翻译，透过耳机传达到我的耳朵里面，我能够感觉到耶稣今天早上在这里与我们同在。
I want to bring a message from the Word of God today that is not a Christmas message, but is still one of anticipation.
我今天早上想要透过圣经中的话带一个讯息到，带一个神的讯息到这里。
In the season of Advent, we are awaiting the second coming of Jesus.
在这个圣诞节的前夕，这个我们等待就是纪念耶稣复活的前夕，我们现在正在等待耶稣第二次来这个世界。
Even as we celebrate his birth and his first coming.
就是即使是在我们现在正在将要庆祝这个耶稣当初的诞生的时候。
I want to turn to the book of Acts chapter 1 to see a time when the church was anticipating the coming of the Holy Spirit.
现在我们来看圣经中的使徒行传第一章，来看当时的门徒是如何的期待圣灵第一次的降临。
Let me read from Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5.
现在我要读使徒行传第一章第四节到第五节，欢迎大家跟我一起看。
Jesus said, Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised.
耶稣对他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我所说过的圣灵。
Which you have heard me speak about.
就是你们当初有听我提过的这个圣灵。
For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
因为施洗约翰是用水施洗，但是不超过几天以后，你们就要接受到圣灵的施洗。
And again in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
另外在同样一章八节里面，他也说，圣灵降临在你们身上的时候，你们就必得着能力。
And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria.And to the ends of the earth.
你们就要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证人。
When Jesus was speaking to his disciples, this was after the resurrection.
当耶稣和门徒讲这些话的时候，这个时机是发生在复活之后。
And for 50 days after the resurrection, these people were followers of Jesus.
在耶稣复活五十天之后，这些人他们只是耶稣的门徒而已。
But they were not yet the church.
他们还不能算是教会。
They were believers, yet they were timid, they were afraid, and unorganized.
他们是相信耶稣的，可是他们很羞怯，而且他们充满了恐惧。另外就是这个组织完全没有团体性、组织性可言。
It is likely that if the Holy Spirit had not come on the day of Pentecost, that the atoning work of Jesus would have faded into obscurity.
如果圣灵没有在五旬节那一天来的话，基督的赎罪的工作很有可能就会衰退到一个基督绝迹的状态。
Jesus knew that the best thing for them was to wait for the Spirit.
耶稣知道，对这样的人，一群人来说，最好是等到圣灵的降临来。
Once the Spirit came, they would operate on a higher level with supernatural power.
因为一旦圣灵降临了，这样的一群人，他们就会在一个更高的层级上运作，他们就会有从圣灵来超自然的力量。
They would be able to then be operate as the church.
这个时候，他们就能够以教会的姿态来运作了。
For it's only when the Holy Spirit is operating through Christ's followers can there be the church.
因为只有当圣灵借由基督徒门徒来运行的时候，那里才会有教会的存在。
Now I'm just meeting you for the first time this morning, but as you get to know me, I hope that you will see my love for Jesus and also my love, my deep love for the church.
今天早上我和你们台下的各位只是第一次见面，但是当你们认识我的时候，我会希望你们看得出来，你们能够知道我很爱教会，而且我有很深，我很爱耶稣基督，而且我对教会有很深的热爱。
I believe that the church, like this, is a primary way, the primary way in which God is going to work in the world.
因为我相信教会是神在借着我们在世界上做工最主要的途径。
And that each one of you who has received the forgiveness that comes through Jesus and the grace of God then is called to serve God through the church.
我相信台下的每一位你们，每一位经历过神的饶恕的恩典，并且接受过圣灵的人，都是被神呼召要透过教会来服侍神的。
But that calling must be accompanied by the Holy Spirit within us to enable us to serve.
但是要让我们能够服侍神，这样的圣灵必须要透，这样的工作必须要透过在我们每一人里面的圣灵。
But unfortunately, I believe the church that I love, is falling short of this calling.
但是很不幸的，我相信这个我所爱的教会目前正在辜负神这样子崇高的呼召。
Because I have a deep passion and love for Jesus, I have a passion to see the church of Jesus Christ revived.
正因为我很爱神，我很爱神的教会，我也心中有热切的期望，希望能够看到教会的复兴。
Many times through the centuries, the church has experienced a cycle of decline followed by revival.
好几世纪以来，有好几次教会都经历过一种循环，就是一阵子衰退之后，有一阵子复兴。
By revival, I mean a season of spiritual renewal in the community.
这边我指的复兴，意思就是说有一个时期，有灵命更新，很明显的灵命更新的时期。
And I believe that the decline happens when the church becomes more concerned about religious tradition and less concerned about the power of Christ changing people.
我相信这样的衰退通常发生，都是发生在教会开始变成比较关心宗教传统，而比较不关心基督耶稣在人们生命中的力量的时候，这样的衰退就会开始。
And people, perhaps with good intentions, begin to operate more on human ability and less on the power of God.
这个时候，教会就会开始比较以人的能力、人的力量来运作，而不是靠神的力量。
In many ways, I believe this describes many, if not most, of the churches here in the United States.
在许多方面来讲，我相信这个现象正好描绘了许多美国现在大部分的教会。
We believe in Jesus Christ, but we're not operating or living in the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们也是都相信耶稣基督的，但是我们并没有用上帝的圣灵的能力来运作教会。
And in that way, we're similar to the group of disciples that Jesus was speaking to before Pentecost.
这样一来，我们就像圣经中五旬节之前耶稣对他们说话的那些使徒们一样。
But it's just in the next chapter, Acts chapter 2, that Jesus,that the Holy Spirit comes and says, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4.
在我们这个情况就跟接下来情况就跟使徒行传第二章一到四节讲的一样。
So when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place.
五旬节到了，第二章第一节，门徒都聚集在一处。
And suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting.
忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit.And began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
I believe that the church can be revived, and that it will be revived.
我相信教会是能够的，而且也将会被复兴。
This is my heart's passion. This is what I live to see and work toward.
这正是我心中一个热切的期望，能够活着看到这样教会中有这样的更新。
But this will not happen by some human work or particular strategy.
但是这样，这个发生不会是因为人的工作或是策略。
I believe it can only come by the power of God working through us.
我相信它只会借由神的工作，神借由我们的工作来发生。
I'm fascinated to read of God's dynamic work in other nations.
我非常非常高兴能够读到关于神这充满变化、很动态的工作的情况，在别的国家。
And for some reason, in the last year, I've been reading more and more about what God is doing in China.
因为某些原因。去年或是最近我读到了关于神在中国大陆所做的工作。
And as I stand here and talk to a bunch of Chinese, I wish I knew more about what God has done in your life.
因为我在这边对于台下你们这些华人听众讲到，所以 我希望我也能够知道神在你们每一个人身上的工作。
I had thought of China growing up as a nation that was primarily atheistic.
我过去以为成长中的这个中国大陆是一个无神主义的国家。
But I'm amazed to learn of what has been happening in China just over and within our lifetime.
但是我很惊讶的知道说在我现在活着，在我的这一生中，我们的这一生中，神正在做什么样的事情在中国大陆。
Before the revolution, 1940s, the estimates were that there were about 1 million believers of Jesus Christ, Protestant believers in China.
1949年之前，估计有大约 1 million, 100万的基督徒相信者，就是新教相信者，在中国大陆。
Following the revolution, many of the missionaries were expelled, and the church was changed in this time.
接下来有共产党革命发生了，很多宣教士都被赶出境，然后教会也被彻底的改变了。
Buildings were not used for the church, and in many ways, the Christians.No longer had a place to meet.
过去以来被当作教会的建筑不能再被当作教堂使用，然后基督徒的生活也有很大的改变。
And I may be saying correct, and maybe you can talk to me a little afterwards, but there was some churches there. Is it three persons patriotic movement?
OK, 我可能如果我有讲错的地方，就欢迎你们指正我。我相信就是接下来有一个在历史上，接下来有一个三人小组的爱国运动，所以那改变了很多。
But for many, their hunger for the Holy Spirit, for God, was not satisfied.
但是这样子的三人小组爱国运动提倡这个宗教代替品呢，并没有满足人对神的需要和饥渴。
But over the years, even with not having buildings, in many ways not having Bibles, or not having pastors, the church withstood.
但是很惊奇的呢，即使这样子很多年下来，没有教堂的建筑，也没有传道人了，然后甚至就没有圣经了，但是教会仍然在中国大陆被延续下来了。
And I would love to even hear stories that you may want to share with me about what Jesus is doing today in China.
我甚至很想要听到你们告诉我说，现今神在中国大陆所做的工作。
For I believe in many ways the church in China, and I'm going a little bit off my notes there, you can see that. The church in China is thriving and is more dependent upon the power of the Holy Spirit than the church in the United States.
而且我甚至觉得说，我甚至认为说，现在神在大陆做的工作是正在复兴，而且这个是非常旺盛的工作，甚至比在美国发生的都还要更火热、更旺盛。
I once heard a quote by a leader. I haven't been able to find who this leader is, but he was a Chinese Christian that had traveled to the United States.
我现在想要引述一个我看过的关于一个基督徒领袖说的话，我一下子没有办法想起来他是哪一位，但是他曾经来美国讲道，而且在美国很多地方讲道。
And he saw our great church buildings, and he met with many of our pastors in the United States, and he spoke at many churches here.
这个基督徒领袖是来自大陆，然后他在美国很多地方巡回讲道，他到过美国很多有名的教堂，碰过很多有名的牧师。
And at the end of his visit, he was asked by one of the pastors here to tell me what you think of Christianity in America.
在这个接近巡回演讲的终点的时候呢，他曾经被一个招待他的人问说，你这样子一趟下来，你对于在美国的基督教和美国的教会有没有什么样的想法？
His answer was this: I am amazed at how much the church in America can accomplish without the Holy Spirit.
他就回答说，我非常的惊奇，在美国的教会呢，不靠圣灵，竟然可以成就这么多的事情。
I was convicted by that. I was challenged by that statement.
我对于他这样的回答，我感觉我有一个被挑战，而且甚至有一个被控诉的感觉。
I really don't care what big buildings or dynamic personalities can accomplish.
其实我真的不是很在乎教会的建筑有多富丽堂皇，然后这个人的能力、人的多变有可以成就多伟大的事，我真的不是很在乎。
What I want to experience is that which is of God, that which is from the Holy Spirit working through people.
我想要体验的是来自神的东西，来自神的工作，来自人心中的圣灵能够成就的东西。
And I believe that is what God is wanting to stir in our hearts, not to focus on the things that people can do, but upon that which the Holy Spirit can do through us.
我相信这也是神要我们所体验的，不是靠人有多么厉害。而是靠他放在我们心中的圣灵。
So as the church this morning, I want to point you to trust only in Christ for your hope.
所以今天早上我想要向你们强调，就是我们要只专心在基督里。
And to operate completely in the power of the Holy Spirit.
而且完全靠我们心中的圣灵的力量来行事来运行。
Let me turn to a passage in the Old Testament, in the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verses 1 through 10.
现在我们来看撒迦利亚书第四章一到十节。
Actually, I'm going to skip down to verse 6.
讲事实上我想跳到第六节。
The angel of the Lord is speaking. He said, So he said to me,This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel.
与我说话的天使就回答我说，他对我说，这是耶和华所指示所罗巴伯的。
Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty.
耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
What are you, mighty mountain?Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of God bless it. God bless it.
大山哪、啊、你算什么呢？在所罗巴国面前你必成为平地，他必搬出一块石头安在殿顶上，且大声欢呼说，愿恩惠归于这殿。
Then the word of the Lord came to me. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you.
耶和华的话又临到我说，所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功。你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你们这里来了。
In this passage, the angel of the Lord is speaking through the prophet Zechariah and says, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel.
在圣经这里，这个天使有对这个先知撒加利亚说，这是耶和华的话临到指示所罗巴伯的。
Now, Zerubbabel was the leader of this band of Jews that were returning from exile.
这里的所罗巴伯，他是一群从流放的地方回归到犹太本地的以色列人的领袖。
They had been in exile for 70 years in Babylon and were coming back to Jerusalem.
他们已经在巴比伦过了流放生活70年，然后他们现在回到耶路撒冷来。
Their task was to now rebuild God's temple that had long been in ruins.
他们现在有一个任务，一个使命，就是要重建耶和华的圣殿，重建神的圣殿，而这个圣殿已经长期以来都是在废墟的状态。
The first temple had been destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. It had been built by Solomon in a time of great prosperity.
这个圣殿呢，已经就是被尼布甲尼撒王，巴比伦的尼布甲尼撒王所摧毁。那他当初呢，是所罗门在繁盛的时代所建立的。
They were now trying to rebuild it on a tight budget with a much smaller crew, and they were surrounded by people who opposed them.
但是这一小撮犹太人，他们现在就试着要重建这个圣殿，在非常有限的金钱预算和非常少的人的情况下，而且在另外就是他们还被敌对他们的人所围绕。
And God said to them, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit.
这时候耶和华对他们说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是我依靠我的灵，方能成事。
When being faced with a situation that was humanly difficult, perhaps even impossible, God gave them this message.
在这种在人看来是非常困难甚至是不可能的情况下，这是神告诉他们的讯息。
You are not able to do this on your own strength, but only by the strength that comes through my spirit.
神说你没有办法靠你自己的力量完成的，但是 你只能靠我的圣灵来完成。
Perhaps Zerubbabel had prayed to God and described how difficult his situation was.
或许在这句话之前，所罗巴伯已经向神祈祷、呼求过这件工作有多难了。
Perhaps he is about to give up, believing that this was impossible.
或许所罗巴伯已经准备要放弃了，因为他相信这个根本就是不可能的任务。
God's message seems to be in response to a man that had exclaimed to God, "I can't do this. It's too hard."
这个讯息似乎就是呼应神的呼应，对一个向他呼求的人呼应，那个人向神呼求说，我没办法做这个，这真太难了。
And God kindly says to him, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit.
而神就是很慈祥的说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵。
And then God continues, what are you, mighty mountain?Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground.
而神在这边也继续说，大山啊，你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地。
God is encouraging Zerubbabel to not give up, to keep working.
神在圣经这里，他正在鼓励所罗巴伯说，不要放弃，就是继续工作。
God is able to remove the obstacles that seem impossible to overcome.
神有能力移去在所罗巴伯看来是不可能克服的障碍。
For nothing is impossible with God.
因为没有对神来说不可能的事情。
Paul wrote to the Philippians, I can do all things through him who gives me strength.
保罗在腓立比书第四章有写说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Later in this passage, chapter 4, verse 9, God says, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands will also complete it.
在我们刚刚提到的撒加利亚书的这个经节当中，上帝之后也有提到说，所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功。
We sometimes give up, perhaps just before we accomplish what God has given us to do.
有的时候我们放弃了，就在我们将要完成神派给我们做的任务之前放弃了。
Last summer, my wife and I were traveling down to West Virginia, and we were celebrating our anniversary.
我的太太和我的儿子呢，就是之前到 West Virginia 西维吉尼亚州去旅行，去庆祝我们的结婚周年。
And we were with some friends, and we were hiking on a trail that went through the woods for several miles.
我们和几个朋友呢，就去践行，就去踏青，就有好几里路的践行，到林间森林间。
As we traveled, the trail grew thinner and then disappeared, and the woods grew thicker around us, harder to get through.
当我们一路走下去的时候，路越来越窄，然后这些植物跟树木越来越密。
We considered turning back the way we had come, and I remembered that the map showed that this trail continued on up ahead to a railroad track where we could walk on the track to back to our house.
因为在我们看来，那个路已经就是在我们面前已经消失了，所以我们就在想说，我们是不是要转回去，走原路回去了呢？但是我就记得说，地图有显示这条小路会连接到铁轨，终究会连接到铁轨。
Mary Beth and the other two hikers looked at me and questioned the wisdom of continuing to go forward and perhaps even getting lost.
我太太和其他两位跟我们一起践行的人呢，就很质疑说，我们这样子会不会迷路？我们这样走下去是不是明智？
We almost gave up and turned around, but as we continued, it's only 100 yards further before we reached the tracks, and there's an easy walk back to where we needed to go.
我们其实当时候几乎就要走原路，转头就走原路回去了，但是我们又继续走了100码，结果我们就抵达了地图上显示我们会抵达的那个铁轨，然后接下来就有一个很容易的路，我们就继续可以走到我们的目的地。
Sometimes we need to hear God saying to us, "Don't give up, keep on going."
有的时候，我们就是需要神告诉我们说，不要放弃，继续走。
Let's apply this to the work of the church today. The first message here to not give up, but keep working through the trials.
让我们把就是现在我们就把这个类似的经验来类比到今日的教会上面，这个第一个讯息就是告诉我们说，不要放弃，而是要继续持续工作。
Paul wrote to the church in Galatians, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
就像保罗写给教会在加拉太书第六章说的，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
I know there are times even for this church, I was talking with Joe and George and Jet, and I know you're looking for a pastor and have been looking for a pastor for some time.
而就像我和谢医生还有其他人所谈论到一样，即使是在现在这个教会里，即使我们已经在寻求一个牧师，寻求了很久。
Don't give up. I know it's extra work, as a lot of you are helping out. God is using this, even this time, as a time of preparation, as a time of building the strength of this congregation.
而我想要勉励你们的就是说，不要放弃，即使这是很多很累的工作。
And I believe that God is going to use you to do some wonderful works in this area if we do not give up.
而我相信，如果我们不放弃，神终究会透过我们在这个地区做很多的工作。
God is also telling us in this passage to focus on Him as the source of our strength.
神也告诉我们，借着这告诉我们说，借着刚刚的经文告诉我们说，要专心在他的身上，把他当作我们力量的泉源。
We are called to make disciples, to be His witnesses in this world.
因为我们被神呼召是要做全人类的使徒，就是因为我们被呼召要使万民做神的门徒，我们要成为神的见证人。
That is on the back of your bulletin, I believe, to go and make disciples. This is our calling as believers.
我相信这个句子就是印在你们的周报上的这一句话，这是我们的呼召。
The task before us is bigger than we can handle.
在我们眼前的任务呢，是超过我们能力所及的。
If you try to go at it with your own power, your own strength, you will find you ineffective.
如果你试着要完成这个，就是光靠你自己的能力的话，你会发现就是非常没有效果、效率的。
But God is saying not by power, not by your power.
而神已经在圣经里面告诉我们了，不是依靠能力，不是依靠你的能力。
It can and will be accomplished.But not by us trying harder. And he says, not by our might.
这还是可以成就，但是不是靠我们能力。他已经在圣经中告诉我们强调，不是靠我们的心智和能力。
In fact, if we rely on our own power, our own might, our own ability, it will not happen.
事实上，如果我们依靠我们自己的能力呢，这个任务不可能实现。
Like Zerubbabel.We are in many ways like rebuilders of the church. It has lost its glory.
就像所罗巴伯一样，我们就好像是那个时候的那个教会重建者。如果我们就是如果依靠自己的能力的话，他就已经失去了他的荣耀。
But God is calling us to seek Him, not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit.
但是神就是借所罗巴伯的故事告诉我们说，不是依靠我们的能力和才能，乃是依靠我的神的圣灵。
By my spirit, trusting that God will provide all that we need to accomplish the task we face.
借着圣灵，我们相信神能够成就所有在我们面前的挑战和任务。
This is also the message that each of us, that God gives to each of us in a situation where we might be tempted to rely on our spirit. He says we must rely upon God.
这也是神对我们说的话，就是在我们有的时候，我们可能就有受到引诱，就是想要完全靠自己的力量来完成面临前面的挑战。
Perhaps in your school or work, there's challenges that are overwhelming to you.
或许在学校和工作岗位上，在你面前有太过沉重、太过巨大的挑战。
Perhaps in your family, as you're trying to raise your children, you find it's more difficult than you can accomplish.
在你的家庭中，或许你已经发现，就是要养你的小孩、养大你的小孩，真是太困难了，几乎是不可能。
Perhaps in your spiritual walk, you find it difficult to overcome Satan's attacks or temptations that he brings to us.
在你的灵命中，或许你也发现说，这是要胜过撒旦的引诱和挑战，真的是太困难。
In any of these, the more you trust in your own abilities, the more you will limit God.
在所有刚刚提到的情况中，你越是想要单靠你自己的力量来成就，你越是限制了神的工作。
But if you trust in God, you will see it completed.
但是如果你相信神，你就会实实在在的看到这个成果。
Let me close with three ways that I believe we can trust more in the power of the Spirit and not in our own abilities.
现在我想要用三种方向你们有提出三点作为这篇讲到的结论，我相信我们可以借着这三点来更多的相信神的能力。
The first is to believe that God is able to do amazing things.
第一个方式就是去相信神是能够行神迹的。
If we believe, we recognize and depend upon the supernatural work of God, and we stop operating as though the work depended upon us.
如果我们相信的话，我们就能够承认并且能够仰赖神的超自然的工作和能力，我们也就会停止就是靠我们的能力去做教会要做的工作。
Practically speaking, this means that we spend more time praying and trusting that God is going to be answering those prayers.
实际上来讲，就是我们更强烈的祷告，并且相信神会听和回应我们的祷告。
Pray that this congregation would be effective in reaching the lost, the people that need to know Jesus around us.
相信说我们现在在这个教会所有的这个团契，这个教会呢，是能够去接触到更多失丧的人。
I believe that you could help us to spark a spiritual revival, a renewal within our own land, within this country.
我相信呢，我们借由我们这样的祷告的团聚，我们能够点燃复兴的火花在这个国家和这个地区里。
There's a preacher, Dr. A.T. Pearson, that said, there has never been a spiritual awakening in any country or locality that did not begin in united prayer.
就像有一个Dr. Pearson, 皮尔森博士，他是美国人，是一位圣经教师，他就说，在任何国家、任何地区里呢，从来没有一个灵命的复兴是不是由一群人同心合意的祷告而开始的。
The second thing that we can do is to be holy.
第二个我们能做的方式就是成为圣洁。
When God's Spirit works through us, we become tools in God's hands. And through God's ownership, we are deemed holy by the association with God.
当神的圣灵借由我们工作的时候，我们就成为神手中的工具。借由神对我们的所有权，我们就被成圣了，借由与神的这个关系成圣了。
And our calling as Christians is then to live a life that is worthy of that name, to be worthy of, to be associated with the name that God has claimed us to have.
而我们基督徒的呼召呢，就是活一个人生，这样的活一种人生，这种人生是配得上那位拯救呼召我们的神的人生。
Paul writes to the church in Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy,to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
就像保罗在罗马书第十二章说的，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Do not conform to the pattern of this world.But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，不要效仿这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
This is the Scripture's picture of holiness, that we would live surrendered and obedient.Forgiven lives.
这个罗马书十二章一到二节呢，就是借由这个就是一个经节描述了什么是圣洁。我们透过我们的生命，可以和神的连结，可以达到怎么样的圣洁
？The third thing that we can do to operate in the power of the Holy Spirit is belong to His body.
第三种方式就是 隶属于神的肢体。
And the body is the church of Jesus Christ.
而神的身体呢，就是耶稣基督里的神的教会。
Just as Zerubbabel in the Old Testament couldn't have built the temple by himself, none of us can do the work of the church alone.
就好像所罗巴伯不能够靠他自己把圣殿重建起来一样，没有，我们之中没有一个人能够独自的完成教会的工作。
God gives each believer specific gifts and abilities that the church needs. And when we use our gifts, God's Spirit makes that work, that ministry effective.
神给每一位信徒，每一位相信者特殊的恩赐、天赋和能力，这些都是教会所需要的。当我们每一个人用上帝赐给我们的天赋的时候，神的圣灵就能够使我们的工作有效起来。
I don't know what the future holds for this congregation, but I believe that as we trust in Jesus and as we work together in the power of His Spirit, God is going to do something special here.
我不知道将来有什么在我们现在这个教会的前面，我不知道将来有什么在等待我们，但是我相信只要我们相信神，靠着圣灵工作，他会为我们行其事。
I believe that God will allow you to make a difference first in the Chinese community here in Buffalo, but not only this, God can use this church to spread the message to the rest of the churches here in Western New York.
我相信神会让你们台下的各位观众，你们在巴伯罗当地的华人社区中创造歧视不一样的事情，而且不只是这样，神也能够用这个教会去传递新纽约，去传递福音在这个新纽约地区。
And I pray that God would use the people that go from this church, either back to China or to other parts of the world, that this church might play a part, a role in a mighty work of God in our generation.
而我也相信呢，在我们现在的这个世代呢，神也能够用这些，神也能够用从这个教会离开的人，不管是回到中国大陆，或是去世界上其他部分，这个教会能够扮演一个神的荣耀的角色，在神的教会里。
My challenge this morning is that we would believe and follow that up with prayer, deep, concentrated times of prayer.
我今天想要传递给你们的，想要向你们挑战的一个讯息，就是说，你们能不能够相信这个祈祷的功效呢？
Do you commit to a life of holiness, seeking to get rid of any sinful habits and living for the Lord?
你们能不能够献身于圣洁，就是认罪，然后过一个圣洁的生活？
And that you'll commit to be a part of His church.Working together to accomplish what God has given us to do.
第三个就是你们能不能够献身成为神的肢体，去做神要我们、神要教会所做的工作。
Can I pray for us?
我现在为你们祷告。
Father, speak to us that which we need to trust not in ourselves but in you.
神啊，请对我们说话，让我们相信你，而不是相信我们自己。
Show each one here today what you would have us to do to rely more and more upon your Holy Spirit in our lives.
请你向台下的弟兄姐妹显明你要他们做什么，而不是靠他们自己。
And help this church to together lift up and glorify the name of Jesus.
也帮助这个教会能够一起工作团结，能够做你的工作，荣耀你的名。
Ask in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
I've been asked to lead the service of communion.